are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and a welcome aboard, and how are you today? Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. I am Marty Terrell. Day two of the baseball playoffs, and man, did we have action. We're across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You go to sportsovernight.net and click on Listen Live. You go to sportsbyline.com and click on Listen Live, and away you go. Yeah, we'll do a lot of baseball today. Then we're going to double up on college football. Nick Douglas will SEC, you know, what happened to Ole Miss, Alabama, Georgia. We'll recap that. Look ahead to the Red River rivalry, which will be a week from this Saturday. It'll be the 12th at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas on the Texas State Fairgrounds. So we look forward to that. But yeah, we are going to hustle through today's show with a lot of action. The baseball has been unbelievable. And Detroit. Two teams right now, and I'll have an open segment to elaborate on this, but there are two teams right now, and I used to call this, you know, you're sprinkled with gold dust. In other words, you got Lady Luck on your squad. And those two teams, and you heard it maybe in my Sports in 60 times two today, the two teams right now that have got a little gold dust sprinkled on them, on their cornflakes in the morning, on their spaghetti at night, maybe their little snack during the day, and maybe a little munchie before they go to bed. They sprinkle a little gold. That is the Detroit Tigers and the New York Mets. And if I didn't know any better, they'll find a way to claw their way and get to the World Series, and I would sign for that immediately. Love it. I got my Mets hat out. I got my Mets jacket out. I'm all over the Mets. Detroit, on the other hand, listen, the only person I know that wears a Tiger hat proudly is Tom Selleck, for crying out loud. It's been a forlorn, beaten down franchise, but the way they have played the second half of the season, September in particular, nothing short of amazing. I mean, just flat out amazing. So I hope we get it. I hope we get something like that. I really do. And we might. So we'll do that. We'll do the baseball in detail. Giovanna Scroggins will update the update. So we are locked and loaded, ready to go. Pete Futek and Nick Douglas will double up on college football. We're coming back here on Overnight. Don't go away.
I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
What's up, everyone? My name is DJ from Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and just want to make your bank account great again, here's what I need you to do right now. Go follow my Instagram page, at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Picks. And make sure you click the link in the bio and get signed up today. We've been on an absolute tear for our clients, winning them a ton of money. And I want to make your bank account great again today. Do that and follow us on the podcast, at Winners underscore Only underscore Podcast. Let's go.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking to World of Sports, rolling on through the overnight and the early morning hours here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell. Right now, Kansas City had a chance to blow it wide open. Bases loaded, and Melendez struck out. Webb punched him out. So Kansas City 1-0 over Baltimore, bottom five. Haven't scored a run. I mean, can you imagine the Orioles, if they lose, they get swept 2 years in a row, and their offense has been an absolute disgrace. And, you know, you almost think the skipper's got to take the heat. I mean, how can you get swept 2 years in a row, really? Well, yeah, of course you can. And how bad is it for the Houston Astros? My Lord. And here's what I'm going to say right now. I don't know what it is with this name, but Ibanez in the postseason. I remember Raul Ibanez terrorized teams in the postseason. And now Andy Ibanez, three-run double. Detroit puts four up on the board in the eighth. 5-2, Detroit sweeps away the Astros. Adios. Parker Meadows hit a dinger. And seven consecutive appearances in the AL Championship Series out the door for the Astros. Swept. And, you know, and they did fire Detroit skipper, right? A.J. Hinch, that little, don't tell me he's not enjoying this week. and listen, Detroit hasn't, they have not won a post. Oh, look at this, Baltimore. Yard, 1-1. Holy smokes. Home run, 1-1. The Orioles finally got a run. Let's turn around. Let's see. Mullins, Cedric Mullins. Wow. Hit an absolute rope. So there you go, 1-1. Listen, Detroit hasn't been in postseason in over a decade, for crying out loud. I had to go look it up. Detroit hasn't won. Actually, yeah, they haven't won in the postseason since 2013, I think. Yeah, they played the A's, and they won it in five games. So now Detroit, Cleveland, I'm telling you, the Guardians are so ripe for the picking. Oh, my God, are they ripe for the picking. Now we're going to get a little blooper. Oh, my God. Here come the Orioles. See, one home run, that's what it does. Now you get a little bloop, a little bloop. Into center, nobody out, one aboard. Look for Baltimore now to finally get off the schneid here. They threw a log in the fire, and away we go. But listen, the Tigers are not going to blink against the Guardians. They're just not going to. Best of five series, game one Saturday in Cleveland. I will be all over that series. I mean, Carpenter today, Kerry Carpenter, what a, you know, sometimes it's the smallest of hits that light the fire. Today we just saw Mullins go yard, and now they follow it up with a little bloop single. But Kerry Carpenter, you know, he's going in there. Presley, who is very, very tough. What does he have? Something like 14 or 15 postseason saves. I mean, he is Mr. October. And then Presley gets chased. Colt Keith then got on, two-out walk, and then Hader walked Spencer Torkelson to load bases, and then I love it. AJ Hinch doesn't even blink. He turns right around. He points to Ibanez. McKinstry was supposed to hit and got down on the count, and bam, he hits a 1-2 pitch and seeing eye single, and there you go. Yeah, I think he went to second on the throw. 5-2, they held on. And I'll tell you, the Astros went with a whimper, an absolute whimper. I mean, they were out of the ninth. They were out of the game and closed out in probably less than 2, 3, 4 minutes, 5 or 6 pitches maybe. It was a joke. So there you go. Yeah, they spent $100 million on Hader, and he's done. He started a fire and torched it, and the Astros are out the door. Orioles 1-1 with Kansas City, and I cannot wait. Tonight. I mean, this is why I love baseball playoffs. And I say this about hockey. I say it about every sport, for crying out loud, you know? So I guess that qualifies me as a sports fan. And my app is ahead of my TV. They show Cal Ripken. Now look at this. The Orioles have the bases loaded, nobody out. They are going to hang a very crooked number up here. I wouldn't be surprised if they hang a 5 spot. They have been sitting here for 2 years, a second year rather, with this offense going into the tank in postseason. I mean, I get postseason jitters, but what does this qualify for? Just an absolute disgrace. But anyhow, I digress. Look at tonight. I mean, you got the Mets, Brewers. Now, it's going to be very tricky. The Brewers are going to come out rip snorting, but they should be a bigger favorite in this game. They throw Montas out there. And the Mets are going to come with Manea. So it's not exactly like the world is going to be on fire with this pitching matchup. That being said, I still think we're going to get a relatively low-scoring game, and I'll put myself on record there. Braves, Padres, wow. I mean, the pitching last night, that kid, that was one of the best postseason performances that you could ever possibly witness. I mean, Tatis got it going with the 2-run blast. Michael King. Now, I think he was part of the Soto trade, I think I heard. Michael King, I think he's a Boston College kid, too, I read. He is from Rochester, New York. Yeah, Boston College, 6'3", 210. That guy last night was as good a postseason. He was in that groove. Pitchers, hitters, athletes, Jordan talked about it, Larry Bird. You get into a groove. And I swear, Michael King felt like he was playing wiffle ball last night. His pitches had more movement. That was a dominant performance. My Lord. And who saw that coming? Now, King was steady this year. But if I'm not mistaken, just a skosh under 30 years old, Rochester, New York, I believe a Yankee property in the Soto deal. And wow, wouldn't that be something? Huh? Yankees get knocked out and the Padres go to the World Series? Huh? Wouldn't that be something? Not the Mets? That'd be something. But anyways, Michael King, that was just sheer. I mean, I'm kind of rooting for Atlanta. Omar Vizquel, our baseball insider, and we got to cue him up and give him credit, because Omar Vizquel came on this program and said, make no mistake, the San Diego Padres are not going quietly this year. And Omar says, look, this is a team that could win it all. They just have to get hot. He's right. They got pitching, hitting. They've got defense. They got a good skipper in the dugout pulling all the strings. So very, very, very good analysis and very insightful, spot on, Omar Manaya. Vizquel, rather, not Manaya. Omar Vizquel. Great job out of him. So that's where we sit right now, baseball-wise. You know, Milwaukee and the Mets tonight. I'd love to see the Mets close them out. That would be great. If not, okay, you get a shot at Citi Field. You would hope that would. I don't know. I don't think the Mets want to play around. They'd love to get a. You know, I mean, right now Alfonso's hitting the ball. Lindor is. I mean, he's standing at the plate. The ball looks like a beach ball to him right now. They've got some players on that Mets team. They do. I mean, they play some small ball, but then they got some thumpers. Lindor. I mean, if it wasn't for Ohtani, Francisco Lindor would have to be your MVP. I mean, you could tell me, you could make cases for, as you can every year, several players. But Ohtani is just, I mean, it's not even close. You know, it's kind of like when Tiger Woods played golf and was dominating the majors. It was who was going to get second. Well, Lindor has just been great. And I tell you, I'm happy for Cohen. The owner, you know, Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, some people don't like him, you know, the whole Wall Street thing. His character was illuminated on the HBO or Netflix series Billions. I was at a Met game this year. He was right in front of us. He was nice to the fans. He's approachable. I mean, he doesn't sign autographs. I wouldn't want his autograph unless it was on a check anyways. But anyhow, that being said, the Mets, you know, listen, this is a franchise that just, you know, they're like the White Sox, not horrifically record bad, but although it was the Mets who had the record prior to the White Sox beating it. But they've always been the little, you know, redheaded stepchild to the Yankees. So I love it when the Mets jump up, except when they do it at the expense of my Red Sox. But in 2015, we got down to Kansas City to see that Mets Royals World Series, and it was just great. I loved it. So bring them both back. You give me Mets Kansas City, I'll sign for that right now. All right, we're coming back. We're going to switch gears. We've got to get into SEC football here. We really do. Stay with Giovanna Scroggins throughout the night with updates. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports here. It's been a rough day with the internet, I know, in San Francisco, and I'm having all sorts of little goodies today, too. It's just so delightful. I mean, I want to go back old school broadcasting. Phone lines, ISDN. I mean, you know, I know who Dan Quayle invented the internet, or Al Gore, whatever. Well, go back, and if you're going to invent something, perfect the damn thing, would you? Please, I'm going cuckoo today. All right, my TV is frozen. Baltimore had the bases loaded, nobody out, and now it's my TV, smart TV, is buffering. And I don't want anybody to tell me if anything happened, but my TV got frozen. Let's get Nick Douglas in here. Switch gears. I'm all over the place today. Nicholas, Marty Terrell, welcome aboard. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Marty, it sounds like I'm doing better than you because you've got all these technical issues. I hope everything's okay in the studio for you.
We'll get through it. You know, and I got Pete Futek coming up after you, so we had to swap around, but and I appreciate your flexibility. But I'm glad I got you before Pete because I'm stunned. There's a whole bunch of people that are invited to vote, you know, Super 16 in college football. I'm stunned at the number of people that have left Ole Miss, if you can believe this, out of the top 16. I mean, what are these people smoking? I mean, they lost to Kentucky at home. So you're going to take them from a top five, top six team and tell me they're 17 or worse? I have a problem with it. What's been the fallout, though, there in Oxford from that eye-opening, eye-popping, eyebrow-arching loss to Kentucky on Saturday night? Let me hear.
Yeah, so the glaring concern with that, Marty, is, you know, this wasn't a game of preventable errors. This wasn't a game of freak accidents. Let's be clear. You've got Juice Wells, who's a perennial wide receiver that you paid top dollar to get out of South Carolina. You've got Ulysses Bentley, who was brought back to be the number one back. And you've got Jordan Watkins, who has been with this program for 3 years. And those guys had zero touches on Saturday. I mean, this was the Trey Harris show. 11 catches for 176 and a score, but that's also a lost red zone fumble. Couple that with the fact that Henry Parrish couldn't seem to get it going behind this newly revamped Ole Miss O-line. The Kentucky D-line feasted several sacks. This was just not a good performance all around. And so, you know, on one hand, you've got to think that this team's talented enough to fight the ship. But I got to be honest with you, Marty. I think there's a lot of legitimacy to questioning whether Ole Miss can compete in the top 16. I think that it's warranted to ask those questions.
So you're telling me now we head to week five, gun to your head, will Ole Miss make the top 12 playoff right now? If you know, if you had not bet, but I mean, not if your life depended on it, but just give me your sense. Do you think Ole Miss will make the playoff? Because this was my chic team. That's why I led with them today. Not just because you're down there. I've been all over this Ole Miss team. I said, this is their year. I mean, if the quarterback cannot fumble and throw picks and they got a smart coach, I think they can really, really, really be a force. You tell me right now. They're going to make it, and if so, tell me why. If not, tell me why.
So the jury is still out on this team, but if I had to pick, I would say that they do make it as an at-large bid, as a lower at-large bid, so that would mean they'd be going on the road in the first round, and here's why. I think that they've got one of the more formidable SEC schedules. You know, they're not facing a gauntlet. They don't have Texas. They don't have Alabama. And they've got a few games where they can really right the ship. It's very rare to have, you know, such a cakewalk in the front end of the season and then have things only somewhat pick up. You know, this isn't Florida's schedule. This is Kentucky at home. This is South Carolina on the road. This is an LSU team that is not performing like a top 10 team whatsoever. So they've got a chance to right the ship, and that's what's unique about this schedule, Marty, is they can get on track. And so I think they will. I think they'll go. They could go into Georgia with a good chance they go in with one loss. Probably an even better chance they go in with two losses. There is a chance that they do slip up because they are trying to figure things out and on the secondary and on the offensive line. But this team has everything in place to do very, very well. They've got to have better decision-making from their quarterback. They've got to have a stronger performance from the offensive line, and the secondary needs to get their act together.
We're talking to Nick Douglas, going around the world of college football. We're honing in on the SEC, which is right in his wheelhouse. He knows a lot about college football. But, you know, the game that everybody's talking about is Ole Miss and South Carolina. Well, not really talking about. But the game that I think you have to watch, because I think Missouri's been playing with fire. Boston College almost picked them off. Mizzou is very vulnerable this week. And A&M's going to host them. And I think Mike Elko was a good hire there. I really do. I think Elko was a very good hire there. He's going to hold these guys academically accountable. There's going to be a level of discipline there. I think this is going to be a great spot in College Station on Saturday. Tell me a little about ninth-ranked Mizzou headed to College Station. Let me hear.
Yeah, so this is the only ranked matchup on Saturday's slate, Missouri being 9 and Texas A&M being 25. You know, Missouri's been off to a shaky start, as you mentioned, playing with fire, barely squeaking by Vandy in overtime, and barely getting by Boston College 2 weeks ago. They've relied heavily, the Tigers have relied heavily on their defense and their running game. And quarterback Brady Cook has made the plays necessary to win games, but just barely. This is the Texas A&M team coming in with lots of momentum after big wins on the road against Florida and then at a neutral site against Arkansas. But it looks like Marcel Reed will get the nod at quarterback, which means, you know, it makes sense that this line is as tight as it is because, you know, the presumption is that Missouri rolls through this, but you've got a tough environment on the road. It's going to be early. It's going to be hot. And the jury is still out on Missouri. And, you know, who knows what Texas A&M is going to look like with Marcel Reed getting the nod at quarterback.
I want to step away from the SEC and go national here, and I got to get you to weigh in on Florida State. What a mess. I mean, just an absolute mess. What are they going to do there? What are the Seminoles going to do? A year ago, we all know. I mean, they were in the eye of the controversy with the playoff. They ended up, obviously, drawing Georgia, getting absolutely slaughtered 63-3. They have not recovered since. The loss to Georgia Tech in Dublin, and the slope just gets slipperier and slipperier. You tell me, what are they going to do with Florida State?
Marty, I think we're witnessing firsthand what a casualty of the modern era of college football is. Gone are the days where you build a program. Gone are the days where programs get momentum and guys are really bought into the culture. This is a team that was primarily assembled through the transfer portal. And if things don't, like, you can't coach chemistry. They either click or they don't. And, you know, picking up three losses in the first 3 weeks does not help you one bit. So I think this program is on a slippery slope, and I don't think that they right the ship this year. I think you've got Clemson at home. Clemson's a 14-point favorite, rightfully so. Clemson seems to have much more momentum in their corner. You go on the road at Duke, that's not going to be an easy one. You go on the road to Miami, Florida afterward. I mean, this team is lucky to get to a bowl game, but I think it's almost reaching the point. I go a step further and say best-case scenario, they reach a bowl game. This is, again, a casualty of the modern era in college sports.
No question about it. We're talking to Nick Douglas. Nick, you know, just, I mean, back in the SEC, I mean, blowout weekend, Georgia's going to absolutely destroy Auburn. They're going to be angry after what happened in Tuscaloosa. Alabama, yeah, they might let down a little, but they'll take care of Vandy. You know, you're suspect about Ole Miss. You think there could be a carryover from last week's loss at home to Kentucky, and they could carry that into Columbia against the Gamecocks from South Carolina? Let me hear more on that. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think there's a real chance. I mean, this South Carolina secondary is loaded with talent. They've got several guys that are 6'3", 6'4", that have that NFL size. And then, let's be clear, this team against LSU had the pocket collapsing all day long on Garrett Nussmeier, and they had two pick sixes called back due to penalties. So this is a team that can compete, and this South Carolina team will make this a hellish day for the Ole Miss offense if the offense doesn't get going early. And this is Williams-Brice Stadium, 80,000 strong in an afternoon kick.
Interesting. Nick,
going to be hot.
We're having some internet issues, but can you hear me now, Nick? I think you can hear me. I hope you can hear me. But What do you think? I think Ohio State's the best team in the country. Of course, we don't know. The game's going to be played on the field. But, you know, Iowa is a huge, huge underdog going in there on Saturday afternoon. I don't know. Give me your top three or four right now as you see it. You watch a lot of college football. You're on the Ole Miss beat, so to speak. Keep a real close eye on the SEC. Give me your top four right now in college football. In order.
Yeah, top four, undisputed. You've got Alabama. You've got Tennessee. Georgia rounds out your rear at number four, and I'd put Ohio State at three. I'd hate to copy the AP poll, I'm really high on this Tennessee squad.
Boy, I tell you, Josh Heupel, he's done a hell of a job there. He really has. And if you're right about that, if they're that good, this national championship, this ride to the national championship should be something else. Nick, we will talk to you on Saturday. Good job. You'll be in Columbia, South Carolina. You'll be with us on Saturday night. We look forward to it. Thank you, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Marty.
All right. There you go. That's our man, Nick Douglas, does an outstanding job here. I'm looking at and Pete Futek coming up from collegefootballnews.com. I love Pete. He's one of the best writers in the country. Does a great job. You know, I'm looking at Pete. He's got Ohio State, Alabama. He's not giving up on Georgia. He's got Texas and Tennessee. He's got Clemson sixth. Whew. And doesn't have Iowa State in the top 16. Oh, boy, this ought to be fun. All right, we're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today. And then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
All right, talking the world of sports back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We got a couple things to tell you about. We are adding Salt Lake City Sports Radio, 1550 on the dial. They stream. We are going to be excited about that. With the, listen, the Utes, you got Utah State, you got BYU, and just very excited about that. And that is right around the corner. They are just about ready to go. And we are going to, they'll be carrying a lot of our content. We're very excited about that. And a nice group out there. We will be there, too, for that Utah-Iowa State game on the 23rd of November. And we'll hit you up for two or three days of live shows from Salt Lake. We look forward to it. Anxious to talk to this gentleman, one of the most respected. I love him, Pete Futek, College Football News. I like it because he does not go with the flow. You get unvarnished opinions. I'm looking at his poll this week in the top 16, the Super 16 power ratings. And they're very, very interesting. Let's get them in here. Pete Futek, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you, Pete? Thanks for coming on the program.
I am the flow. That's how I have to be. I have to be my own person. I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, that's why we love you. All right, go ahead. Explain your top five, top ten. Go ahead. Have at it. Let's hear it. You got some interesting picks this week. Let me hear, Pete.
Well, look, first of all, Ohio State's the best team in the country. If it's not Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia are the three best teams in college football. Ohio State is it's sort of so good that it's actually like not being appreciated how good Ohio State is. It hasn't given up more than 17 points in the last year and four games other than the one loss to Michigan. That defense was amazing last year. They got everybody back. They got the guy who might actually be the best actual college football player in the country in Caleb Downs for the secondary. You get Chip Kelly taking over as your offensive coordinator. This thing is such a machine right now. And we'll see this weekend. They finally get tested a little bit. But they're just so good that they just – it's like they're just playing at another level. Georgia, I still think, is really good. They had a rough, obvious first half against Alabama. But overall, they're still amazing. Alabama's obviously great. They pulled off the win over Georgia. I'm still not quite buying into Texas. It just everyone fell in love because they were okay against an okay Michigan team, and then they blow out Texas San Antonio, and it's like, okay, Louisiana Monroe, whatever. They're good, but they're just a little tier below Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama.
Well, I know of no other sport that triples the size of their postseason tournament like college football. They go from 4 to 12. No sport in the history of time has expanded in 1 year like college football, which brings us deep into this top 16. 12 through 16, you got LSU, South Carolina, BYU, Kansas State, Arizona. I don't have a problem, but I had to find a microscope to see if I could find Iowa State. And I'm being a little homer here in the state of Iowa, Pete. But come on, they got to be in the top 16. No, Iowa State.
Not arguing that much. I mean, because Iowa State's obviously very good. They beat Iowa, who that's the only loss. So no beef with Iowa. Really, it's more about, you know, who do you take out of that list? Because all of a sudden, where everyone gets lazy when it comes to rankings is they don't really dive into who'd you beat. So they really kind of say, okay, well, we had Ole Miss really high before, and so we're just going to drop them a little bit just because they lost this last week. Well, part of the problem is Ole Miss, for example, you lose to Kentucky, who lost to South Carolina. You don't have any other variables involved here. Other than the teams that they kind of beat each other. So you have to put Ole Miss behind South Carolina, who goes behind LSU, who then has to go behind USC. When it comes to the Big 12, at the immediate moment, you got to put BYU and then Kansas State. Then Kansas State, then Arizona, and go from there because you got to go by what's actually happened on the field so far because there's no other variables in there. You don't have another loss among the mix. And so Iowa State, no complaints. They absolutely are good enough to be right there in the top 16. But, look, at the end of the day, when we get down to it, when the expanded college football playoff, it really is about did you win your conference, Power 5 conference champion. What we're going to have to get used to is the Big 12 conference champion might be ranked like 8 or 9 and end up with the 4 seed. you know, or the three seed even, with how this college football playoff is going to work. And then did you go 10-2? 10-2 gets you into the door, gives you a shot. Anything lower than going 10-2 probably doesn't get you in this thing. So for an Iowa State, just keep winning, finish 10-2 at worst, and you're probably going to get in this thing.
Pete Futek, College Football News. Absolutely love having you on. So prepared, so professional. You got to tell. Let's go through the Big Ten, Pete. Come on. Rutgers jumped off the page. I knew Friday night they were going to beat Washington, and it was hair on fire. Schiano, he coaches his rear off. I love the second round of Schiano. Rutgers is going to be a real pain this year. They go into Lincoln this week. I think they're going to pick off Nebraska. I don't think they're going to let down. I really don't. Give me a hit on Rutgers, and I want to go down a little south of there to Penn State right after that. Tell me about the Scarlet.
Where are you with them? There as well, because between Rutgers and Indiana, you got these two programs that are not traditional powerhouses that are both undefeated right now. And look at their schedules. You're right. If Rutgers beats Nebraska, they don't have Ohio State on their schedule. They don't have Michigan on their schedule. They do have to go to USC. They have a couple of tough dates, but they miss all the big guys. So if they somehow can get by Nebraska, I don't think Nebraska's all that great. So it is. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Rutgers pulls this off. You might see College Game Day in L.A. against an unbeaten, you know, for USC versus an unbeaten Rutgers, and then do the same with Indiana. If they can kind of slink by this week, Northwestern team, where do they lose over the next several games? Because they are just rolling right now. And so you have these two non-traditional powerhouses who, okay, in the expanded world of the Big Ten and expanded conferences, everyone's like, oh, no. You know, you have a Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. You have USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington going to the Big Ten. Oh, they're so tough now. Well, part of it is a lot of teams miss the big teams, and that just seems to be the case right now when it comes to Indiana and Rutgers, like you mentioned.
Unbelievable. I don't know. I couldn't pick Kurt Cignetti out of a lineup. I couldn't. I look at his resume. I look at the Phil Steele stuff. QB'd at West Virginia. I mean, right after Major Harris or right before Major Harris. But anyways, T2 IUP, which is Indiana University, Purdue. Elon, he was at JMU, James Madison. Kurt Cignetti. I mean, this is unbelievable. And like you said, this is Indiana we're talking about here. Can they sustain this, and do you think they will real quick? Then we'll talk about Penn State.
Yeah, a little bit. They can sustain a little bit. There have been amazing Cignetti's won everywhere he's gone. He basically got the eight best players off of James Madison, that great team from last year, plugged them in along with Curtis Rourke, a quarterback from Ohio, who could have and should have gone somewhere else. But he's been thriving in this. But this team has just been absolutely dominant so far on both sides of the ball. They're not just 5-0. They're 5-0 with dominant double-digit wins so far. So, again, they're not Penn State. They're not Ohio State. They're not Michigan. But they also don't play those teams. And, hey, they just so happen to be undefeated still.
Well, I think Northwestern right in your neighborhood is very much a live upset special. You can circle it and hold me accountable. I'm coming. Northwestern, strong as I do about Northwestern over Indiana this week, as I did with Rutgers over Washington, we shall see. All right, Franklin. I mean, he's got a great program, but he's got a hot seat too. They want to win. They want to win big. Tell me about the Nittany Lions. Can't figure this team out. They're schizophrenic. Tell me. Go ahead.
They're undefeated. They're fine. You know what? I kind of push back on this. James Franklin's only problem is he can't beat Ohio State or Michigan over the last year, but neither can anybody else. So. He's beaten everyone else. He's just been dipping just below the radar, but he's got a great team. And again, this is where the expanded college football playoff helps, because even if they drop a game or two, let's say they get into the college football playoff and they're ninth or tenth or something like that, all right, they get to take their cuts and get their shot at this thing. But they do have a veteran team. They're strong in the lines. They're just not as, you know, no one's as good as Ohio State this year, but they're better than Michigan. They're better than Oregon. They might be the number two team in the Big Ten this season. But now go out there and keep winning. But they do need to be a little more dynamic. They need that passing game to crank back up again. It's been good. It was a problem last year to get the downfield passing. It was great early on. Kind of struggled last week. But they do have a strong enough defense, strong enough lines where they can just keep on rolling.
Yeah, and they got a little West Coast sojourn here. They got UCLA at home Saturday. Then they go to Southern Cal. They get a much-deserved bye week. Wisconsin, Ohio State, Washington. Ouch. If you had a gun to your head, right? I hate saying that, gun to your head. I mean, I'll press you on this. If you had to give me a number right now, how many losses do you sniff out for Penn State right now? How many
at
do you
most
see? Two?
Remember, UCLA's bad. Washington isn't very good, and Wisconsin's not very good this year. So it's a 50-50 game against USC. That's a winnable game. So maybe USC and definitely Ohio State, because Ohio State, again, just better than everyone else. That's it. I mean, there's no one else on that team. Yep. I mean, they should be double-digit favorites over Washington, Wisconsin, and definitely 20-point favorites over UCLA.
All right, so you mentioned point spreads just for haha, not for gaming purposes. November 2nd, whiteout conditions, unbelievable. Ohio State is at State College. You tell me the number on that game right now, assuming both teams are undefeated going into that game November 2nd. What's the line on that
game? Oh, no, people are wearing white T-shirts. Ooh, scary. Oh, I've never won. Doesn't make us better in college football. Look, so the number should be Ohio State 10.5. If they're both undefeated, it would probably be about 7.5 or 8.5 Ohio State. So, again, this is not an indictment of Penn State, and I don't mean to be a homer because there's no fan base and no team more annoying than Ohio State. But, again, Ohio State this year is just that good.
I don't trust Ferentz, even if they go crazy and Caleb Johnson has a big day and they have a great day out of the quarterback and the defense is really good. I don't trust Ferentz. He blew it Vandenberg several years back, a decade plus. He always gets tight against Ohio State. Now, Iowa's also had some shocking eyebrow-arching blowouts of Ohio State, mostly at Kinnick. But you tell me right now, how do you see Iowa, Ohio State, 3:30 East, CBS, featured game at the Horseshoe? Let's hear.
I don't know how Iowa scores enough. I mean, it's Iowa, so they'll keep the score low. They'll keep it from being a total runaway blowout. But again, this Ohio State defense is just too good. Iowa still doesn't score. It's going to have to be one of those games where Iowa, it's like 10-3 in the fourth, and they're somehow still in it. But Ohio State's got too much explosion, too much pop. All it takes is two scoring drives, and that should be good enough.
Yeah, and what I hear you saying, and Iowa can't come back. So basically the game could get decided in the first quarter, first half a quarter. Is that fair enough or no?
First drive. I mean, Iowa just does not have the – they're not going to run all over Ohio State's defensive front. So unless they can somehow keep this going, they need Ohio State to screw it up. They could use a couple big special teams plays. They're just going to basically have to go Iowa. They're going to have to control the clock, have the ball for 37 minutes, hit their third down plays, keep the score low, hold Ohio State to field goals instead of touchdowns. I do think Iowa can cover. I do think that they can keep the score low. But, again, I just don't think they have the pop. I mean, they're going to have to get to at least 27 points to get past Ohio State, and I don't think they can do it.
I don't either. One final thing, Pete. I don't know if you can answer this real quick. We only got about 20 seconds. SEC Big Ten, are they talking about a scheduling alliance? Give me a quick 10-second answer.
Yeah, they are good. Quick scheduling alliance, but they are going to keep their non-conference games. It's just going to be more of a thing to try to get more teams in the playoffs.
Good job. Peter, thank you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much. Love having you on.
Have a great one.
Pete Futek, the esteemed Pete Futek, College Football News. I'm Marty Terrell.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence. Sponsored by IBM.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, talking the world of sports down the home stretch. You know, if you're listening in the overnight, we'll be breaking down all these playoff games. I have a feeling we're just going to be talking about Baltimore and Houston just being so god-awful. I mean, the Orioles cannot score to save their life. My God, they got one run off a Mullins home run, a solo shot. Load the bases up, nobody out. I mean, it's just, I got Cal Ripken sitting behind home plate. By the way, he looks like he's 90 years old. I mean, what is Cal doing? I mean, they just gave us a close-up of Cal Ripken. I mean, I didn't recognize him. Who is that? Oh, Cal. Whoa. Whoa now. Now, I'm not exactly, a specimen in my mid-60s, but I'll tell you right now, I'm the same age. Man, wow. That was shocking. God love him. His dad, Cal Ripken Sr., that guy, premature death, cancer, he smoked probably 3 packs of smokes a day and drank like a fish. I don't think Cal, maybe Cal does. I don't know. I don't think he smokes, but I know Billy is his kid brother. I think he's 3 years his junior. He's there as well. But I'll tell you right now, Cal Ripken, whoa. Anyways, enjoy the playoffs tonight. Mets, I hope in the overnight, we are just absolutely relishing the Mets taking care of the Brew Crew. Send Milwaukee packing. And I think Baltimore is in a huge trouble. You know, I didn't know Baltimore, they call them the O's. I didn't know that meant they don't score and they put donuts and O's up on the scoreboard. But that's how they look right now. Horrible job out of them. All right, good job out of Nick Young and Pete Futek, College Football News. Busy week. Thursday and Friday will be huge. We'll tell you all about it. Stay with us throughout the night. More sports talk following Giovanna's update here on Sports Overnight. Adios.